$1.7 trillion spending bill funnels $20 million to abolish ICE Group to aid illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 22, 2022. A year-end spending bill, totaling $1.7 trillion, is set to funnel millions of American taxpayer money to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that will use the funding to aid illegal aliens in deportation proceedings. Last year, President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, created the Case Management Pilot Program, CMPP, which contracts with Church World Service to provide mental health services, legal services, and other social services to illegal aliens. Already, Church World Service has raked in millions in taxpayer funds to operate the CMPP services for illegal aliens awaiting deportations. Now, in the year-end omnibus spending bill, the NGO is expected to secure another $20 million via Biden's DHS. The left-wing National Immigrant Justice Center wrote in a post. The omnibus provides $20 million for FEMA to administer the Case Management Pilot Program, a new program currently under development by an NGO-led board that is intended to provide community-based case management services for asylum seekers and immigrants in removal proceedings. Church World Service has previously aligned itself with the Abolish ICE movement to eliminate the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency and end Interior Immigration Enforcement. As Breitbart News reported last month, Senators Roger Marshall, RKS, and Bill Hagerty, RTN, have said Biden is using the CMPP to funnel millions in taxpayer money via federal contracts to abolish ICE groups like Church World Service under the guise of creating a humane immigration system. It is appalling, though not surprising from the current administration, that a program designed to augment alternatives to detention would be used as a ploy to further leftist ideology instead of enhancing the critical mission tasked to the department, Marshall and Hagerty wrote. For months, Biden's DHS has been pressed to reveal the extent to which left-wing non-governmental organizations, NGOs, are profiting off federal contracts to bus and fly border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.